Hello everyone, I greet you all in the name of Jesus. This is Jeffries Samuel, your Bible study teacher on the book of Zephaniah. The prophet Zephaniah was a great, great grandson of King Hezekiah. Chapter 1, verse 1 states like this. The word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah, son of Cushi, the son of Gedaliah, the son of Amariah, the son of Hezekiah, during the reign of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah. That's from NIV version. Hezekiah ruled between 715 and 686 BC. Zephaniah prophesied during the reign of King Josiah. King Josiah ruled between 640 and 609 BC. Zephaniah was a minor prophet, lived before the captivity. Jeremiah and Zephaniah are contemporaries. Jeremiah lived during the captivity. Zephaniah prophesied in Judah during the time of King Josiah. There was a great revival during the time of King Josiah at 621 BC when they found the book of the law of Moses in the temple of the year in the year 622. We read this account in Chronicles 34 verse 14 onwards. Zephaniah preached during this reformation. Zephaniah foresaw the fall of Jerusalem and he warned his people to be ready. The theme of this book, the day of the Lord. Zephaniah uses the term day of the Lord more often, like prophet Joel. Zephaniah's name means Jehovah hides or Jehovah protects. God will protect his faithful people during the time of judgment. Outline of the book of Zephaniah. The day of the Lord and the Jews. Chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. The day of the Lord and the Gentiles. Chapter 2, verse 4 through verse 15. The day of the Lord and the kingdom. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 20. Oxford NIV Scofield Study Bible gives the following divisions. The coming invasion of Nebuchadnezzar, a figure of the day of the Lord. Chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. Predictions of judgments of surrounding nations. Chapter 2, verse 4 through 15. The moral state of Israel. Captivity will come. Chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. Future judgment of Gentiles, followed by kingdom blessing under Messiah. Chapter 3, verse 8 through 20. Key verses. Chapter 1, verse 14, and chapter 2, verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 14 says, the great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Listen, the cry on the day of the Lord will be bitter, the shouting of the warrior there. Chapter 2, verse 3, seek the Lord, all you humble of the land, you who do what he commands, seek righteousness, seek humility, perhaps you will be sheltered on the day of the Lord's anger. The day of the Lord is an important biblical concept. It gives us warning during the day of the Lord. God judged the earth, sent tribulation to the world, save his people Israel, and establish his righteous kingdom. The day of the Lord and the Jews, the coming invasion of Nebuchadnezzar, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. Verse 1 of chapter 1 says, the word of the Lord that came to Zephaniah. The word was the judgment was coming to Judah. Babylonian invasion was coming. Josiah was the king at that time when Zephaniah was predicting the judgment. Josiah was a good king. He was only 8 years old when he became king. 2 Kings chapter 22 verse 2 says, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David, not turning aside to the right or to the left. 2 Chronicles 34 describes how he destroyed all the idols and altars of Baals. Verse 14 to 33 of the same chapter describe how the priest Hilkiah found the book of the law in the temple of the Lord, and a revival started in the country. Verse 19, when the king heard the words of the law, he tore his robes. He ordered Hilkiah to inquire about the Lord for him. He found prophetess Huldah. Huldah told him that the Lord was going to bring disaster to the land because of the sins of their fathers. But God was not going to bring judgment during Josiah's time, and he would die in peace. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah in the 13th year of King Josiah. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 2. Jeremiah also predicted the coming disaster. The disaster would happen during the time of Josiah's son Shalum. Verse 12 of Jeremiah 22. He will die in the place where they have led him captive. He will not see this land again. It is interesting to note that Josiah's father Amon was evil, and he was killed by his officials, and people put Josiah in power after killing all those who plotted against the king. 2 Chronicles 33 verse 20 to 25 also describe the death of Amon and making of Josiah as the king. Verse 2 of Zephaniah chapter states, I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. King James states, I will utterly consume all the things from off the land. The picture is that of a devastating universal flood. Comparison is of Noah's flood. Genesis chapter 6, 7. I will wipe mankind whom I have created from the face of the earth. Jeremiah 7:20 predicted, my anger and my wrath will be poured out on this place, on man, beast, on the trees of the field, and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Prophet Ezekiel predicted the same fate about the fall of Jerusalem. Chapter 33, 27 and 28. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 3. I will sweep away both men and animals. I will sweep away the birds of the air and the fish of the sea. The wicked will have only heaps of the rubble, but I cut off man from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. God will destroy his creation. God will recall all the blessings he gave to them. The utter destruction was coming to Jerusalem and Judah. Every living substance would be destroyed, including the fowls of the heaven and the fishes of the sea. He would cut off all wicked men. God would destroy the fowls of heaven and fishes in the sea because they were made for man's use, and because of man's perversion, he included those creatures in his punishment. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. Then I said, "For how long, O Lord?" And he answered, "Until the cities lie ruined and without inhabitant, until the houses are left deserted and the fields ruined and ravaged, and until the Lord has sent everyone far away and the land is utterly forsaken." Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 25, I quote, "I looked and there were no people. Every bird in the sky had flown away." Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, we read, "I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all who live in Jerusalem. I will cut off from this place every remnant of Baal, the names of the pagan and the adulterous priests, those who bow down on the roofs to worship the starry host, those who bow down and swear by the Lord and neither seek the Lord, and he who also swear by Moloch. I will stretch out my hand," God said. That means the judgment was coming. For example, Isaiah 9, chapter 9, 12 says, "The Syrians before, the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with open mouth. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still." The prophet mentioned two of the false gods. One was Baal, the rain god of the Canaanites. The other was Malcolm. The other names for Malcolm were Milcom and Moloch, the terrible god of the Ammonites. The people also worshiped the host of heaven. The people followed the idolatrous priest. God promised that he would destroy all pagan gods. In 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 5, we read, "King Josiah did away with pagan priests appointed by the kings of Judah to burn incense on the high places of the towns of Judah and on those around Jerusalem, those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun and the moon, to the constellations, and to all the starry host." 2 Kings chapter 23, verse 12, "He," that is Josiah, "pulled down the altars the kings of Judah had erected on the roof near the upper room of Ahaz, and the altars of Manasseh had built in the two courts of the temple of the Lord. He removed them from there, smashed them to pieces, and threw the rubble into the Kidron Valley." God's quarrel was against Judah and Jerusalem. They knew God and his mighty works, but they turned to idols and they turned away from the Lord. Upon them God would stretch out his hand and pour his wrath on them. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 6 mentioned the fact that the people had turned away from the Lord and were not seeking him or his blessing. So verse 7 warned the people that the day of the Lord is near. The prophet told them to hold their peace or be silent before the sovereign Lord, because they need to listen about the day of the Lord. He was predicting the judgment that is twofold. One that was going to happen very soon, and the other was the future judgment. Verse 7 states, the Lord has prepared a sacrifice. Jewish people know all about sacrifice, but this sacrifice would be different. It was God who was hosting the sacrifice. His guests were the Babylonians, and the sacrifices to be offered were the people of Judah. On the day of the sacrifice, many men would be slaughtered in Jerusalem. Members of the royal family and the religious leaders were supposed to be the honored guests at God's feast, but instead they were the ones to be sacrificed. Amos 6:10, and if a relative who is to burn the bodies comes to carry them out of the house and ask anyone still hiding there, is anyone with you? And he says no, then he will say, hush, we must not mention the name of the Lord. Amos 8:3, in that day, declares the sovereign Lord, the songs of the temple will turn to wailing. Many, many bodies flying everywhere. Silence. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 10. On that day, declares the Lord, a cry will go up from the fish gate. The fish gate was where the fishermen had their markets. The invading Babylonians would enter the city and destroy it, and the merchants and bankers were all killed. The business district and the fashionable homes were all destroyed. City would be destroyed and the merchants' wealth confiscated. The prophet described the wailing sound from second quarter or lower city, and a great crashing and sound of destruction from the hills. All those who bear silver were cut off by the invaders. Verse 11 says, howl, ye inhabitants of Maktesh, for all the merchant people are cut down. All they that bear silver are cut off. The Maktesh or the mortar is a description in Jerusalem where the marketplaces were situated. The people could have avoided all the disasters and calamities and invasions from the enemies if they were not seen so complacent and indifferent toward what God was saying through his prophets. They were like wine left on its dregs, who think the Lord will do nothing, either good or bad. That's in verse 12. The worship of the false gods had polluted the nations, and the pure wine had become bitter. In Jeremiah chapter 16 verse 17, God says, for my eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither iniquity concealed from my eyes. Amos chapter 6 verse 1 says, woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and those on the mountain of Samaria, who are careless and feel secure, the notable men of the chief, because chosen by God, of the nations to whom the house of Israel come. The Amplified Bible. Jesus pronounces woes to these people in Luke chapter 6 verse 24 to 26. Verse 14 starts with the warning that the great day of the Lord is near, near and coming quickly. Zephaniah's warning here was about coming great battle. Verses 14 to 18 give the vivid description. You would hear the cries of the captives and shouts of the warriors. Day of wrath, anguish, and destruction. A day of trouble and ruin was predicted. A day of darkness and gloom was predicted. A day of clouds and blackness. A day of trumpet and battle cry against the fortified cities and against the corner towers. Verse 16. The strongest and fortified cities and high towers would not stand against the wrath of God. God would bring disaster upon men. Verse 17. Their hearts and hands would fail them. They would walk like blind men because they sinned against the Lord. The cruel enemies would take them and shed their blood will be poured out like dust and their entrails, otherwise flesh, like filth. Verse 17. The prophet Ezekiel predicted the siege of Jerusalem. God told the prophet the parable of the cooking pot in which the flesh and bones are cooked. Ezekiel 24, verse 7 and 8 says, for the blood she shed is in her midst. She poured it on the bare rock. She did not pour it on the ground where the dust would cover it. To stir up wrath and take revenge, I put her blood on the bare rock so that it would not be covered. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 22, the dead bodies of men will lie like refuse on the open field, like cut grain behind the reaper, with no one to gather them. Jeremiah painted a sad picture in chapter 4, 19. My bowels, I am faint at my very heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 6 through 22 gives a sad picture of the day of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, 29, at midday you will grope about like a blind man in the dark. This is God's curse for this disobedience. Zephaniah 1:18, neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his jealousy, the whole world will be consumed, for he will make a sudden end of all who live in the earth. The destruction of that day will be unavoidable and universal. Their gold and silver would not save them from destruction. Prophet Ezekiel predicted the same event. Chapter 7:19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. Zephaniah said the God in the fire of his jealousy would consume the whole world, and he would make a sudden end of all who live in the earth. Ezekiel chapter 7, 5 through 6, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Disaster, an unheard of disaster is coming. The end has come. The end has come. It has roused itself against you. It has come. Matthew Henry commented about this incident. I quote, "Sometimes the judgments of God make riddance, even utter riddance, with sinful nations. A speedy riddance, their destruction is effected, is completed in a little time. Let not sinners be laid asleep by the patience of God, for when the measure of their iniquity is full, his justice will both overtake and overcome, will make quick work and thorough work." Zephaniah painted a picture of what would happen in the end times when God's judgment comes on the wicked world. The final day of the Lord will be far more terrible. Read Book of Revelation chapter 6 through 19. Prophet Joel gave the warning. Joel chapter 2 verse 1 and 2. "Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. Unless the people repent and accept Jesus Christ as their own Savior, they will have no place to hide."